Exhausted and dehydrated by the time we reached the number 2 tea box, I stood the bag up and went for a cup of water. When I came back, Tommy was pissed. "You never take your hand off the bag when it's standing up," he growled. "It can and will tip over at the worst possible time and place, like on my golf ball." Good point. That would be another 2-stroke penalty, wouldn't it? Played one hole, nearly caused 4 shots in penalties. Nice start. Tommy Aaron is just slightly more finicky than the Sultan of Brunei. For instance, he informed me on the second hole not to hand him his putter until he reached the green. I always thought there's nothing better than a long walk with your putter, meaning you've hit the green, life is good. But no. One time on number 5, he hit a chip that looked like it was going to be short. "Get up," I said to it. He turned to me. "Keep your mouth off my ball." I was confused. "I don't use my mouth," I said earnestly. "I'm using this wet towel here." I held it up for him as proof that I wasn't popping his ball in my mouth to wash it. "No, no. Keep your mouth off my ball. Don't talk to it. I want it to get up as much as you do. It doesn't help me to know that you're over there telling it to get up or get down or whatever. It just adds to the pressure." I said, "Okay." And I thought about it. It adds to the pressure? You'd think he'd want to know that somebody is cheering him on, rooting for him and his stupid ball. How is that more pressure? It seems to me it's dividing the pressure in half. You and me, pal, a team. But the more I thought about it, the more I understood what he was trying to say. What he was saying is, if I hear you urging my shots to do a certain thing, sit, bite, run, cut, and they don't, I'm going to feel like I've let you down too. I've got a family to support and friends here and fans and press. The last thing I need is a caddy piling on, okay? Still, there were other things. He'd hit a drive and people would applaud and we'd walk down the fairway and he'd say to me, "I can't understand that." "I'm sorry," I said, fingering my wet towel in case I needed it as evidence again. The gallery applauding. Can't they see I hit that one in the heel? I mean, don't they know anything about golf? I wanted to say, "Well, you're 64 years old. You've already told me you're playing with a painful hammer toe, an arthritic hip, a bone spur in your neck, a little vertigo, and insomnia. I suppose they're just glad you got it airborne." One time somebody in the crowd hollered, "Hey, Tommy," and Tommy gave them the tiniest of waves. "That's funny, isn't it?" he said. "I'm sorry," I said, for the 116th time. If I were at a tournament, I don't think I'd speak unless I was spoken to. I'm trying to work here, you know. How would they like it if I hung around the insurance office all day while they were working and said, "Hey, Fred, way to go"? I agreed, of course. They should all be hung from the old tree on the clubhouse veranda. On the third hole, Aaron said, "Seemed like there was some tension between you and Scott on the first tee." Uh-oh, here it comes. I've got no chance now. I'll get the rest of this day and see you later. "Yeah, well, I noticed that too," I said. "Not sure what that was about." He stared at me for a second and then walked on. Uh-oh. At the end of 9, Aaron had played well. I had us at 1 over par 37, but he suddenly decided to quit for the day. He also said he wasn't going to play the par 3 tournament. "And I'm afraid I'm going to stay with the caddy I was given," he said. "You can take the clubs to the bag room. Thanks for your help." Crushed, heartbroken, untipped. Sacked after 9 practice holes at the Masters. If not Aaron, who would ever let me out? My book advance flashed before my eyes. I was doomed. Desperate, I said, "You sure? Because I'll be here all week. Maybe if your caddy comes up hurt or something." He just smiled and said, "I doubt it." I hung around in my beloved caddy overalls as long as I could. A few Japanese people took my picture. I finally had to take them off. I didn't see how a caddy could ask Tiger Woods a question in the press conference. Tiger, how do you feel about people's mouths on your balls?